What is the source of most of the vitamins that we would buy in the store?
Well, most of the vitamins in the store are actually synthesized. Many of them started out as natural items. Some of them didn't start out as natural items. For example, alpha-tocopherol. That's made from a soybean oil. The synthetic form of that is DL-tocopherol. And what we find in the case of most vitamins is they actually come from about 7 or 8 different chemical companies around the country that manufacture vitamins. So you may go to the store and get any brand of vitamins, but they really come from one of those 7 or 8 different companies. And then you can go into another store and buy the most prestigious one. They also come from one of those 7 or 8 different companies. And many times it's the same source.
So really the difference between most of the commercially available vitamins is the marketing.
Exactly. Yeah. And the labeling and the cost.
Now let's go to my second visit to the doctor as he recommends a standard process whole food supplements that I needed specifically for my unique health problems.
Hi, Jean. Good to see you again.
Hi, doctor.
I've gone through the results of the tests that we've run and also the exam that I did, and I see why you're feeling poorly. You've got several deficiencies that are apparent here. There's nothing seriously wrong. It is nutritionally based problems.
Well, that's good to know.
I bet you're happy about that, because I know a lot of times when people have a lot of symptoms, they sometimes
wonder if there's isn't something huge underlying.
Exactly. And that's why we had to go through that exam and do those tests so that we know that we're dealing with a nutritional problem. One thing we want to be sure of is last time I did ask you to stop taking those synthetic chemical vitamins that you had brought into the office.
I already threw them out.
Good deal. We're going to recommend several whole food nutritional concentrates for you from Standard Process. So we're going to ask you to follow the sheet of recommended doses of how many to take each day, and I've made that out for you as part of your package today. And we're going to schedule an appointment in a week to 10 days to go over this again with you and see how you're doing at that time and if there's any other changes that we need to make.
Great. I'm really excited about getting started.
Since that second visit, I've been taking the standard process whole food concentrates that you recommended, and I've noticed a big difference in the way I feel.
What you've been feeling?
Well, different. And I sat with that feeling. What is different exactly? How am I feeling different? And I hit on the fact that this different feeling was a feeling of well-being. And because of this general malaise, this chronic fatigue, and all these other symptoms that I was having that became normal to me over a period of time, that this feeling, this new feeling of well-being that I'm so excited about is strange to me. I bet there's a lot of people out there that feel the same way.
When people's bodies start working better and more efficiently, it is a new feeling for a lot of people. It is a different feeling. We're programmed every day on the television about common diarrhea and ordinary headaches. There's nothing ordinary about a headache, and there's nothing common about diarrhea. When you've got those problems, you've got something wrong. And yet we're told that these are ordinary things that people should have. And it's not true. What you're experiencing with these products is that you're experiencing this well-being, which is probably even a little confusing to you because you've not felt it before. What is this feeling that's going on with me?
Or it's been a long time. And I think we're really adaptable creatures. And when you keep going to the doctor and trying programs and no one can nail down what it is you have or how to fix it, the overriding statement seems to be, well, that's the way it is. And you begin to believe that this is the way it is. This is life, and this is how you feel on a daily basis. And that isn't well-being. I'm feeling a sense of well-being now. It's subtle. I'm just able to do more, do things that I haven't been able to do in a long time. It's very exciting to me. Where did these products come from?
Well, the products have an interesting background. The person that started this company, Dr. Royal Lee, was a dentist. He started this company back in the 20s. And he was really an electrical engineer inventor. The man has over 100 patents. He has guidance systems that were used by NASA. He has other sorts of systems used in the Second World War.
We're talking genius here.
This man was a genius. And the company, Standard Process, was really kind of his brainchild. It was not a profit center for him. It was what he really loved to do. And so he built this company on those principles about whole foods, because these things are combined by nature in a way that man cannot combine them.
Why haven't I heard of Standard Process before?
Well, Standard Process is used by a very select group of doctors. It's not available in stores. It's only sold through practitioners.
Where do they get the raw materials to make these whole food concentrates?
Standard Process owns the fields. They farm the fields. They use all sorts of new farming methods, punch farming, where they take and actually punch the seed into the soil instead of turning the soil over, which the soil then exposes and loses a lot of its nutrients and so forth. They take all the leftover materials from the nutrient processing, they put it back in the fields again. So this material is returned back to the earth where it should be. They don't take it and throw it away. They put it back on the field.
So they're growing all of the raw nutrients that go into the products that I'm taking?
They're growing it. They own the farms, and it's all done organically. So there's no chemicals or pesticides or herbicides used in these fields.
Very exciting stuff.
It is exciting stuff. This man started this company back in the 20s. And today, people are talking about pesticides and herbicides and different farming
it's
methods.
It's very scary.
I mean, the man was so far ahead of his time in what he came up with this company. And it's here today for us.
So taking these whole food concentrates is a good alternative to having to pack up my family and move to some commune somewhere where everything is totally organic and natural and free of pesticides and herbicides.
Well, it's even one step beyond that. And in my visits to the plant, I saw these huge stainless steel tanks that they would take the juice and they would dehydrate it down to a 1 or 2 inch drawer that was under this many, many, many gallon huge tank that would fill up this building. They would concentrate it down, dehydrate it into this drawer, and that's what they'd make the tableting out of. So you couldn't sit down and eat enough green vegetables to equal what's in that pill.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring up how they put this together, because the tablets I've been taking don't look anything like the old vitamins.
Oh, you mean they're not bright orange and green
and
chartreuse?
Candies or something.
Right. They don't use filler agents. They don't use coloring. They don't use coatings, because what happens is if these things don't dissolve in your gastrointestinal tract, they're going to go right on out to the sewer system. And these are designed as foodstuffs. I mean, the most efficient utilization of this pill is you really should chew it. That's the most efficient utilization. But if you don't chew it and you just swallow it, what will happen with it is it will dissolve rapidly.
In the past, I've compared labels of vitamin bottles by looking at the milligrams on the label for potency, but that doesn't seem to be relevant to the Standard Process whole food concentrates.
No, it's really not, because when you're looking at potency, it's not how much the potency is. It's really what you absorb. And if you're missing the cofactors, if you're missing the things that nature compounded into that nutrient, if you're missing those, you can't put this thing together and use that. I mean, nowhere in nature is there 1,000 milligram vitamin C. It'd be as big as a cake. And so consequently, when you go to the store and you buy 1,000 milligrams of, quotes, vitamin C, which is now we know chemically produced ascorbic acid, the body doesn't know what to do with that. It's never seen anything in that quantity. And it then has an enzyme to break that thing down. It happens that way with all these synthetic artificial nutrients, where with Standard Process, all the cofactors are there to carry on the activity. The function is still with it. So you don't need these high potencies of things to cause things to work.
Now, you've just explained that Standard Process has their own farms and their own very organic processes for farming these nutrients. What about the animal products that are included on the label?
Well, what they do is they use the DNA template from that as kind of the blueprint for how that organ in your body works. So consequently, when they take these nutrients and they put it together with that DNA template, it can actually be traced to go to the organ that it is to support. So the organ substances that are in there are used really as a guidance system to go specifically to the organ to where it's needed in your body to be able to support it, because our blueprint has gotten messed up in some way or another. It used to be historically that when the tribe would kill an animal, the first and prized parts of that animal that were eaten by them were the organs.
Mm-hmm.
They used to actually use the muscle meat, which is all we ever use today, is the muscle meat. They were to use the muscle meat, they'd feed it to the dogs and the lesser people in the tribe.
So what you're saying is the nutrients from whatever, the carrots or the beets or whatever is in the process, kind of bond with the animal DNA template, is that what you call it?
That's exactly correct.
And that's how they become effective in your body.
Exactly. It's not as if they grind the organ up and throw it in there and mix it up with the carrots. They're splitting the DNA template aspect of it, putting it together as a guidance system to carry the nutritional substance to that organ.
Is this a new concept?
Well, you know, it's actually a very new concept. It just so happened that this man was so far ahead of his time, he came up with this concept back in the 20s.
How are the standard process supplements formulated to be so effective?
Well, in our environment, there are foods that are very high in specific nutritional qualities. For example, buckwheat leaf juice. You know, that's not anything we run into every day, but buckwheat leaf juice is very, very high in the vitamin P, are the vascular fragility factors of the vitamin C complex. So Dr. Lee, in his formulation of these nutrients, would take whole food concentrates and utilize those whole food concentrates in such a way as to be able to make a nutrient whole food supplement that would be high in a particular nutritional area, such as the vitamin C complex or the vitamin E complex or the vitamin A complex. And what he did with those is he called those cataplex. And cataplex means something more than vitamin A or vitamin B. It's meaning the whole food supplement that goes along with that. All the various factors that are needed by that particular nutrient to carry out its activity. So he would combine food concentrates in such a way as he would end up with a nutrient that was very high in the specific substances that he wanted to use.
Now, you've given me a variety of whole food concentrates that are indicated for the complaints that I presented to you. Does Standard Process have an all-purpose multivitamin?
They have a couple. One is called Syrafood and one is called Catalin. Interestingly enough, Catalin was the very first vitamin that Dr. Lee actually made. And then doctors would say, could you draw out the vitamin A in that so I can have just the vitamin A to give my patients? Or could you draw out just the vitamin E or the vitamin B? But Catalin was the very first product he made, and all the other nutrients ended up being made from the Catalin product. So it's an excellent multiple vitamin, and it contains all the vitamins and nutrients your body needs that are normally being burnt up in your life with the various foods that you're probably eating today.
Doctor, in our office visit, we talked a lot about vitamins. I'm hearing a lot in the news about minerals and trace minerals. Tell me about minerals.
The story of minerals is quite interesting. Plants convert inorganic minerals to the organic state of a mineral. And the organic state of a mineral is the way we eat it and the way our bodies use it. So organic minerals are made in the plants. We eat the plants. Therefore, we don't have to eat the dirt the plant grows in, because the plant is taking the inorganic minerals out of the soil. It's converting them into organic minerals, which our body utilizes. We eat the plant, we get the organic mineral.
So the plant is synthesizing the inorganic to the organic for our consumption and absorption.
Exactly. And that's why we don't take dirt and mix it with some water and drink it and say, here, I'm getting my minerals today.
Calcium is in the news a lot lately, and osteoporosis. It's particularly of note to women. And I have children who don't eat a lot of dairy products, so it's always on my mind. Let's talk about calcium a little bit.
Well, the calcium that's actually in the blood that's used by the body is calcium bicarbonate. Now, you may have experienced, if you live in an area with hard water and you put your pot on the stove and you start boiling the water and then you pour the water out and you notice there's this white film around it.
Oh, yes, like white powdery stuff.
Yeah, that's calcium carbonate. Calcium carbonate, you can walk out on the street and see it's actually called sidewalk. It's limestone. Okay. So a lot of products have calcium carbonate in it, which is nothing more than limestone. There's about 11 biochemical processes to turn calcium carbonate back into calcium bicarbonate. Now, Standard Process uses calcium lactate, and it's not lactate, meaning from dairy. It's from lactic acid is basically what it's from. And it only takes about 2 chemical processes to turn it back into a bicarbonate. So consequently, it's very absorbable by the body. Now, we were not intended to eat oyster shells. I mean, either that or we would have had some very different shaped teeth for doing that. But what they've done is they've ground up these oyster shells and they've fed them to people and said, here's a source of calcium for you.
I always wondered about that.
Now, to directly address your question on osteoporosis is somewhat of a calcium problem, but in actual fact, it's a vitamin problem. Vitamin D, vitamin K, collagen, all these elements that go together to actually allow you to be able to make bone properly. And it's not just a calcium problem.
Doctor, I want to thank you for coming in today and being so generous with your time. I really appreciate learning more about the history of standard process and the integrity of the product. And now when I hear about the vitamin of the week, I don't have to run out and buy it or start collecting newspaper clippings about it, because I understand the philosophy and the theory of how whole foods work. Before you leave, I want to make sure that I get this, because I think this is so exciting, the difference in the way I feel prior to taking the standard process whole food supplements is just amazing to me. So I want to make sure that I've got this. I know that we don't want to self-treat because we can throw things out of balance, that we want to find out what my individual body needs are, that we shouldn't be swayed by fad supplement stories and not waste money on something we don't need, or worse, that something that harms our bodies. And I think I've got the importance of eating the whole foods and not creating imbalance by eating things that are partial and that take away from other areas of our body. I really like the fact that I don't have to think so much about my nutritional intake, because I've got my bases covered by taking the standard process whole food concentrates.
Gene, what you said, I think you put very well. The vitamin of the week issue is a big one. Every time you turn around today, somebody's at your doorstep with another nutrient that just came up, some new thing that's going to do this miracle for you.
And there's nothing new under the sun.
No, not a thing. And most of those things are fake vitamins. They're not really truly vitamins from whole foods, things that you would be getting normally in your diet. When I was a child, Standard Process used to put their nutrients into a little vial. I love the vials. Had a little cork top, and I could take them out in the yard and fill it up with bugs. I love taking the nutrients. And I've been on the nutrients for at least 45, 47 years.
Wow.
And I don't think there's too many people around that can talk about a nutrient that they've been on for 47 years and done well. And I have done very, very well. My family has benefited. My patients have benefited.
And I'm benefiting from them. And they always say, you know, if you want to know where there's good road food, watch the truck drivers. I like this idea better. If you've been taking this for 45 or 47 years, this is what I want to be taking. Thank you again, Doctor. And I hope that you have lots of time in your appointment book, because I have my whole family to bring in and lots of friends that I want to send to see you.
Gene, we certainly appreciate that. You know, referrals are the best compliment you can pay your doctor, and we appreciate them. Thank you very much for having me.
Doctor's office, may I help you?
Yes, thanks. My name is Cindy, and I was referred to you by my friend Gene, who is a patient of yours, and I would like to make an appointment to see the doctor.
It's been about 3 weeks now since I first started working on this. After I stopped taking my usual assortment of artificial vitamins and minerals, I started using the standard process products. I feel very confident that I'm getting all the nutrients my body needs that may have been missing from the artificial vitamins I was taking. Standard process has made it easy for me by concentrating the nutrients I need from organically raised whole foods. No one can make a complete vitamin better than nature. Now, the purpose of this isn't to sell you a standard process product. You most likely receive this from your doctor along with one or more bottles of standard process food concentrates. So it's likely that you've already purchased the product. This is more like a training guide to help you understand what standard process is all about and to give you some truth for a change about nutrition and supplements.